as well. Am I right in thinking that you got the rights to Jason Fladlin's first product range?
Absolutely. He and Robert Plank were partners in a group, a membership back in 2008, 2009, and I was a member, a paying member. Mm-hmm. And that was another case where they said, you know, this is sort of burning us out, and we'd like to solicit bids for the rights to the ongoing membership and the content, exclusive rights to the content. This was called Daily Seminar, dailyseminar.com. So I had Jason's phone number, which I called, and he answered by himself, you know. And I said, Jason, you know, I hear you're wanting to sell exclusive rights to your content. What are we talking as far as money? And he told me, and I said, well, that's a lot of money. And it was it was $32,000 for, you know, about a year's worth of content that they created, you know, a weekly sort of seminar type video and audio every week. So as I said, well, could we do a payment plan? And then, you know, that ended up, you know, we negotiated and I bought it. And it was quite a gulp kind of moment for me, you know, as far as the finances, but I did it. And I probably one of the best purchases I ever made, you know, not only did I become more friendly with Jason, but I had a lot of content that was, you know, very valuable and very lucrative to me. And I still make money from that content still to this day.
Wow.
So that was pretty, pretty good. You know, another Jason story, back in, you asked about the seminars. I forget what year it was, but one of the seminars, we had a bunch of the speakers got together for a mastermind before the seminar actually started. And Jason was there, and Will Matos was there, and I was there, and you know, a few others were there. And we were just telling stories, and Jason said something about this piece of software that he found and he loved and he was trying to buy, but every time he tried to buy it, the website was closed because the owner of the website was in, you know, the mid, you know, in Europe or somewhere or Russia or whatever, and the business hours there didn't conform to Jason's business hours, and they shut down the website when the business hours in that country ended.
Wow.
He said, I never heard about that. I thought everybody online was always 24/7. So Will Matos was there, and he said, you know, Jason, I could probably write that for you, that software. And, you know, as the story goes, you know, Will and Jason could tell you more, you know, specifically about that, but Will was able to write that particular code, and it ended up being the partnership called Rapid Crush International. Rapid Crush is an eight-figure company now, so it all started with a little mastermind and a little event that never would have imagined back then.
That's amazing, because I know that for anybody who's not aware of Jason and his business partner Will, they have gone on to create, as you say, an eight-figure company, and it's all based around online marketing and business opportunities and so on. And they also credit you, Dennis, with a lot of their success. I mean, they've both generated tens of millions of dollars. That must feel pretty special for you to know that you were there right at the start, and that they still admire the work that you've done with Earn 1K a Day.
And it does make me feel good. They both say that I was their first affiliate, so that makes me feel really good.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine. What are some of the successes and perhaps a couple of the setbacks that you've encountered in your time online, Dennis?
Oh boy, in my first ebook that I wrote, $5 a day. One of the prevailing themes in there was failure is your friend, and so I've had a lot of failures, and they've all led me to learn things that were valuable later on in life and in my business career. So trying to remember some of the setbacks from the point where, you know, like I said, I had $300,000 in credit card debt back when I had the store. That was definitely a setback, but some of the things I did later on paid that off and then some. So success is the ebook, you know, it taught me that you never want to forsake the opportunities that are put in front of you. Mm-hmm. You want to grab at whatever and just try things. I've tried a lot of things, and like I said, I've failed at a lot of things. I've succeeded at a lot of things, and the successes are less numerous, but the successes are always more long term and more lucrative than the short term failures.
And did you use the products that you were creating to pay off that $300,000 worth of credit card debt?
To some degree, but it was what I wrote about in $5 a Day, which was a sort of an arbitrage kind of business where I was buying Google AdWords ads and sending those ads to web pages that had Google AdSense and eBay affiliate offers on them that actually paid off all my credit card debt. At one point I was making up to $60,000 a month in AdSense earnings.
Wow.
And on a Christmas Eve one year, I think it was 2007, Christmas Eve one year, that year, I got an email from Google saying, "We're shutting down your AdSense."
Oh my. Oh wow. Happy Christmas.
That wasn't a good thing to see on Christmas Eve. And I replied back. I said, "Is this a real email or is this a phishing kind of email?" And I got a quick reply back saying, "This is real. We don't like your business model and we're going to shut you down." And a lot of people I know that they've done that too, for one reason or other. And most people, they keep whatever earnings you have in your account, but they were nice enough to let me have the earnings that I had at the time. And, you know, at that point in the month, I had over, you know, $20,000-$30,000 in AdSense earnings that they did pay me, but they didn't let me go on. So
that's a definite setback.
That was a setback. Yeah. And that was okay. I think I made more the next year than I did that last year. And that $60,000 in AdSense earnings, mm-hmm. for a month. Obviously I had expenses. I had to pay AdWords, ad costs and all that. So
yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't all profit.
If anybody who's listening to this or reading this and they're keen to dip their toe into the online marketplace, what would be your take on that? What would be your tip for anybody who's starting out today?
I get a lot of emails from people that just joined my list saying things like, I'm desperate to figure out, you know, to learn how to earn whatever the number is, $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $1,000 a week, quickly, so that I can pay my mortgage and all that. I said, well, I'm not really in the business of showing people how to get rich quick. And I said, you have to work, you have to learn, you have to pay your dues. I said, it took me 3-4 years before I started making anything online. I said, it doesn't need to take you that long because you have a lot of resources available to you now on the internet that I didn't have mm-hmm. back when I started, and including me. That's one thing I advise people to do. But I also say, you know, people say, "Oh, I can't do anything without." You say you need to have an email list to be an affiliate marketer, and I said, you know, that's pretty much true. I said, but you know, I started with an email list of zero subscribers, and I started with a product inventory of zero products, and I started without having anybody, any affiliates willing to promote for me in the beginning, and I just. You got to start where you're at, and you got to grow from there. And you just can't say, "Well, I can't do it because," you know. You got to figure out why that because doesn't have to be forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. Amen to that, definitely. Are there any places online that you would say people should start? Is Earn 1K a Day a good place to start for anybody who wants to dip their toe into growing or starting an online business?
I have to be honest, Earn 1K a Day has seen better days. It's, you know, there's a lot of members there that are lifetime members. I would say just start looking around, get on some people's email lists that you trust, you know, the people you trust, and sort of see what they're doing. I'm a big proponent of see what they do, not what they say. I don't like to follow the marketers that show big fancy sales page ads with pictures of their castle in Scotland and their yacht and their, you know, their Lamborghini and whatever. And I know that's you know, they've just gotten, you know, probably a rental on the car and just was a tourist and took a picture in front of the castle and all that. But so I don't try to follow those kind of people, but I try to follow real people and see what they're recommending and to some degree, you know, sort of buy products. You know, I tell people don't get involved, don't get the bright shiny object syndrome and buy everything that you see that you think you could get rich quick with, but you do want to look around and see what products sort of inspire you and maybe can help you move forward. You know, and now especially in the last 6 months or the 8 months or whatever it is, the artificial intelligence, the ChatGPT and all that, that's opened up great opportunities to not only learn from the products that are out there that teach how to use artificial intelligence, but to get involved in artificial intelligence and learn yourself. You can ask ChatGPT questions like, what are the 10 best ways to make money online? And it'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And you can say, well, you know, okay, you know, expand on point three because I'm interested in that. And you can say, I have these skills. What would you recommend I do next? And you know, you can, there's just so many opportunities right now to teach yourself and to learn from a few trusted others that you start following. I would say go that route to begin.
And what about your business with Barb these days, Barb Ling? Is there, you know, how can people find out more about that?
Probably the best place to start and to get on our list or to get involved with us. We have a membership called DAB Insiders, spelled just like it sounds, DAB, Dennis and Barb, insiders.com. And there we provide a lot of resources to people that are internet marketers. And if nothing else, you can sign up for our list through there.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. And what's next for you, Dennis? I mean, you're quite prolific in terms of your reports and the work that you do. What are you working on at the moment? What's on your to-do list?
You know, I've started getting a little burned out from all the membership sites I've set up in the last year or two. And, you know, I'm very loyal to the people that are there and really appreciate their support. And I don't want to leave them in the lurch like I've seen other marketers do. So I keep adding content to each site every week or every month or whatever the deal has been that I promised when I started it. So I'm sort of at the end of my membership site creation for a while, but it doesn't mean that I won't get a brainstorm in the middle of the night one night and say, hey, this is something that I'm not doing that I could that the people might like and, you know, start something new. But, you know, I'm going to slow down as far as that. Barb has been the product creation genius pretty much for the two of us. We have a lot of products on Warrior Plus. And she also creates a lot of bonus products because we're affiliates as much as we are product creators. Mm-hmm. for some some of the trusted people that we've been working with over the years. And we found that, and it's probably pretty obvious, but you know, today affiliates really need to provide more than other affiliates do to convince people to give them the click, mm-hmm. and to get us a commission. So we like to provide a pretty nice bonus with every affiliate promotion that we do. And she's been creating them for us, and she's been pretty prolific.
That's great. Well, we wish you continued success, Dennis. It's an amazing story you have, and long may you continue doing what you do and providing all these amazing resources to the online community. So thank you, and thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me here.